Time for another cup of coffee with
Thompson.
Yay, Thompson Lee Madden. It's Sunday. We just got back from
church.
Yeah, it was a good service. What'd you do?
I didn't see any model trains anywhere.
No, that's next week. That's not this week. What are you playing with right now? This looks pretty cool.
It's clay.
Playing with clay? What are you making with the clay?
Here's what
are I'm you making Stephen Hawking?
Yeah, this is Stephen Hawking. See? And this is Stephen. I mean, this isn't Stephen Hawking. It's Stephen Hawking's little pool.
Stephen Hawking's little pool. He has a pool?
Yeah, because he needs to have a pool. If he doesn't have a pool, then he's never going to race in his race car wheelchair.
He won't race in his race car wheelchair unless he has a pool. How are those two things connected?
They're connected like this.
Oh, with a clothespin and some clay. Okay. your episode where you talked about Dr. Hawking, that was one of our most popular episodes ever. So thank you for all you who tuned in. We'll try and give you some more Stephen Hawking-related fun if you want. And please forward it on to the good doctor if you happen to know him or connected to him. Because we all think the world of him over here. And I know my brain almost melted when he asked the question if whether black holes had temperatures or not. It seems like a simple thing, but floored me. I'm drinking a cup of Pete's coffee from the coffee shop in the basement of Grace Cathedral, San Francisco, the large Episcopalian cathedral here that we go to, not as often as we'd like to, but it's definitely a great and special place. Oh, and special, hey, neighborhood shout-outs. First of all, Free Gold Watch, still rocking and rolling, got in some new pinball games, the best pinball anywhere in the city of San Francisco, 50 cents a game, most machines. And all
water
the people there are
water on your ear.
Are super cool. Water on my ear? What? Oh, your water faucet broke. Uh-oh. Also, there's a new Indian restaurant that we want to point out. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Mm. Hey, remember when we went to the Indian restaurant?
Yeah.
Did you like that? You had the roti roll?
Yeah.
It was good?
Yeah.
All right, so it's right up there at Hayton Schrader, and I don't even think it has a name. It's just like Good Indian Food or something. They're not very creative with the names. I'm sorry, they should be, but anyways, new to the neighborhood, so welcome to the Upper Hate. We hope you do well and live long and prosper, right?
Yeah.
All right, what are you making with clay now?
A waterfall gun.
A waterfall gun?
Yeah. And it has this waterfall shooter when it was shooting guns from Hawaii.
What about Hawaii?
Hawaii. Remember the state of Hawaii?
The state of Hawaii. What is the state of Hawaii? How does that come into it?
It comes into it in 5 minutes.
Okay, in 5 minutes Hawaii shows up. Have you been to Hawaii?
Yep, I think.
Well, if you have, you did it without me, and I didn't know about it, because I don't think you've ever been to Hawaii. I've never been to Hawaii. I would love to go to Hawaii, so anybody wants to hook us up with some accommodations and travel to Hawaii, we would love to have it! Hello, viewers, chance to hook us up. I never did that before. I never asked anybody for anything, as far as viewers. Book. Yeah, it's our technology book. Or your technology book. What do we got here? Movers and shakers?
Yeah.
What's that?
Wheel and axle, gears, screw, rack and pinion, bearing, lever, pulley, hydraulics, spring, control system.
That is awesome. What's this one? Home bodies?
Radio, television, light bulb, refrigerator, microwave oven, telephone, toilet, clock, CD, and DVD.
CD and DVD. You sure love those, huh? Your SpongeBobs are on DVD, aren't they? Oh, mega materials? What are the materials?
Paper, concrete, steel, plastic, ceramics, fertilizer, explosives, smart materials.
smart materials. Those are pretty sweet. You know about the one atom thick graphene sheets. It's a carbon tubes. Pretty cool. Make carbon tubes out of graphene. Pretty amazing stuff. We live in an unbelievable world where teleportation is possible, invisibility is possible. I mean, all this stuff is, it's just mind-boggling. What are the groovy gizmos?
Microchip, mobile phone, computer, user interface, digital camera, flash memory.
Nice. And the super tech crew?
Radar, satellite, laser, fiber optic cable, wireless communication, internet, barcode, smart card, PDPS, 3D printer, spacesuit, robot, particle accelerator.
That's some amazing stuff. Particle, 3D printers. If you can get one now. It will only make you money. And then the gearheads and power freaks, which is like propulsion and energy generation. What are those?
Sail.
Reciprocating.
Reciprocating engine. Oopsies. My water hog snort or so off.
Jet engine.
And rotor and just rocket all at once.
Rocket, ion thruster, electric motor, generator, battery, fuel cell, solar power, and nuclear power. We should get rid of all nuclear power. We're being irradiated as we speak by the 5 meltdown, still melting down, Fukushima reactors that have been melting down for 2 years. And our industry refuses to talk about it because nuclear power energy, they got a lot of money in this country. And money is worth millions of lives, like ours. So, Thompson, we're almost out of time. This has sort of been an interesting show. We should talk more about Stephen Hawking next time. You like Stephen Hawking, right?
Yeah, and this is an extreme biology book.
And maybe extreme biology one day will be able to help Mr. Hawking or Dr. Hawking. He's a pretty awesome guy. I think he's awesome. Yeah, big ego, but why not? You know, I think he earned it. Any special shout-outs from you? All right, nothing from you. Special shout outs, Angela, Allie, Aria, Lonnie, Lori, Dave, Lisa, Cullen, Joyce, out there in Arizona. And we love you all. ELE.